All right. Our guest at the cafe this morning is Hunt County AgriLife Extension Agent Sarah Latham.
Good morning. Good morning.
Walk across Texas time again.
Yes, and it's beautiful out. You know, all this wonderful weather we're having in February. What a better time to start getting out and getting some steps in.
Yeah. Now, we talked to Francis Dalby with the United Way about this a few weeks ago, and they've been doing a thing at the Reese Davis Center in Greenville, but you have your own
yes.
program that you do.
Right. Well, and they're partnering with us.
Right.
Their program started a few weeks ago, and the rest of the Hunt County program is starting on March 6th.
Monday, March 6th. And the idea is to walk 800 miles as a group.
Right. And so you don't, individually, you're not walking 800 miles.
Well,
but as a group of eight over an eight-week period, you're trying to get those steps in.
And so 800 miles is the distance across Texas.
Correct. From a roughly Orange to El Paso.
Okay. And you keep standings on this.
We do. It has an interface online, and so you can actually see where you are in rankings with other teams that are going along. So you can kind of keep up to where you are. And it's a competition. The goal is to get you out and actually get you walking, get you more physically active. But it's also nice to have that competition aspect.
Right. And I guess you could walk more than 800 miles.
You can. We have many groups that do. Last year, the office group participated in it, and we had one group that completely blew us out. I think they doubled our steps. We walked the mileage needed, but this other group, they were way out
wow,
there.
Wow.
They were nearly to California.
Yeah, I was going to say, they walked across Texas and New Mexico, maybe. Well, now, you showed me an article about we want to be well prepared for this, not just to dive into it without any preparation. So it's important to have the right shoes.
Correct. You know, sometimes you don't really think about it. You put on anything, you go walking. But if you're actually going to get out and put in some real steps, you need to take some consideration about what you're putting on your feet. You know, that's the one thing that's hitting the ground, and you really do need to take care. And, you know, what is good for your best friend or your mother or your brother may not be what's right for you, because your feet are different and every person has a different need for their feet. And so mm-hmm. making sure that you have the correct walking shoe or running shoe is very important, and it really will save your body a lot of injury.
So how do you know that?
Well, you need to go get fitted. And most decent athletic stores have fitting departments that can help you decide what best shoe to fit your foot. There are specialty shops over in Dallas and in Rockwall that you can go, and they will do a whole just evaluation of your foot. But most good shoe stores can also help you, guide you, and steer you in the correct direction.
I see. So it's not, don't just grab the first pair off the shelf.
Right. There, and not necessarily based on looks or the cheapest that you can find. Sometimes it does cost a little more to get a good pair of shoes, but they're going to last. They're going to be, then they really will, you know, I've gone through injury after injury, and once you get the right shoe, it really does decrease those injuries.
Article said to replace them every 350 to 400 miles.
Right. And really, I've seen 400, 500. I've seen that kind of range, depending on whether you're walking or running. You know, it kind of gets different. But so that averages out. If you walk about 20 miles, if you go about 20 miles a week, that's about 20, 25 weeks you need to start looking at getting a new pair of shoes. And you can tell by the bottom. You know, if you're out walking on concrete a lot, it's going to tear. You're going to see the bottom get worn.
I run. I bet I've got 1,500 miles on the pair of shoes that I'm running in right now.
You probably need to get yourself to a shoe store.
Might need to get another pair. But then the other thing is that you have pedometers that you...
Yes. We ordered... I wanted to some way to help people track these. So we ordered some simple pedometers. They're very simple. One button, reset for each day, and just to help you understand how many steps you're taking.
We're talking with Sarah Latham. Sarah's Hunt County AgriLife Extension Agent. We're talking about the Walk Across Texas event, which is starting up. The aspect of it that the AgriLife is involved in starts Monday, March 6th. So they can keep the pedometers?
They can keep the pedometers.
Wow, what a deal.
Yeah. And, you know, it's just a good little tool to have with you so you know how active you are.
Sure. Have you had any teams sign up yet?
We do. We have quite a few teams
really?
Signed up. Yes. So we're looking forward to quite a few people participating this year.
And the way to do that then is to go to your website?
You can go to walkacrosstexas.com
and sign
up online. And you can register all your teams, and you enter in your mileage online. So it's all pretty user-friendly.
Yeah. And any age?
Any age.
Everybody's welcome.
Everyone is welcome.
We don't have a lot of time left, but you're starting a new series of Tech Talks.
Yes, we are. The first series went over so well. March 1st, we're starting the second session. We'll be doing those on the Wednesdays at the Extension office in March, except for that week of spring break. So the first two Wednesdays and the last two Wednesdays from 2 until 3 in downtown Greenville at our office.
Mm-hmm. And the idea is if you're not particularly knowledgeable about all of the new technology and smartphones and all that, then...
Correct. It's we're trying to help people get familiar and get more comfortable using those smart devices, whether it's a tablet or a phone, because a lot of times you just jump right in, you get one, and then you're scared to use it. And so what the goal of this series is to help you feel more comfortable using it.
So that starts up again Wednesday, March 1st at 2 o'clock, did you say?
Yes.
And they're at the AgriLife building on Washington Street.
In downtown Greenwood, yes.
All right. Sarah, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us
today.
Thank
you very much.
Sarah Latham, Hunt County AgriLife Extension Agent. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETO.